Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim again. I hope you're rejoicing in the Lord this morning. I hope you're walking in the light as He is in the light. This morning, I decided to do something and try to learn something. What I did, we have a flock of chickens, and I put a light out with them, have it on a timer. It's supposed to come on about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I went out to see what the chickens do when the light comes on. It was pretty interesting. I was in there a little before the light came on, and must be some sort of timer inside the chickens. They knew it was getting close to the time when the light would come on, and they were awake. They were talking to each other and chattering a bit in anticipation of the light. And I just thought, light is a very precious thing, something that we take for granted far too much. We use it in just so many ways. Without light, we'd be in darkness, and things would be greatly different. Anyways, these chickens, as soon as the light came on, within minutes, they were all on the ground. They come fluttering down and went over to the feed, started eating and drinking water. And my son Michael had dumped some garbage, some slop out to him last night just after they were on the roost. They were in there digging around in the slop and pecking at it and chattering and just as happy as could be. They were so glad for the light to come on. Genesis 1, 3, 4, and 5. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the night, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God created light in the beginning, and God saw that it was good. And it's good for us to agree with God that light is good. And we should desire the light. I'm going to read quite a few different verses this morning that speak of light and make a few comments on them. Psalms 43, verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Now, the physical light that we're talking about in the beginning here, that God created in the beginning of the world, of the earth, that's the sun comes up and gives us light, and the moon gives light, the stars give light, primarily the sun, and that shines into the earth, and everybody benefits from it, everybody. Including, you know, the righteous as well as the wicked, and the wicked as well as the righteous. But the light that is often spoken of in Scripture is talking about spiritual light and the truth that is in God. And that's what this is in Psalms 43. In Psalms 97:11, light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Psalms 112, verse 4, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Those that desire light, those that ask for it, God will give it. My own testimony is, once I started praying for God to lead me in the truth and realizing that I was in darkness and I needed light, then God gave me and my wife gave us light in ways that we had not imagined. And today we're rejoicing in the light and we're walking in the light, giving God the honor and glory. And I know that there's more light, more understanding, more truth to be gained. But once you're in the light, and the light of the world is Jesus Christ, Jesus is the light. And once someone is in the light, he knows he is, and he rejoices in it. And no longer is he going to say that you can't know. You can't know whether you're born again. You can't know whether you're saved. And only those that have never experienced the true light will say that. Continuing, Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's one of the favorite verses in the Bible for me. Speaking of God's word being a lamp unto our feet. And a lamp, especially the ones they would have used back then, they didn't penetrate the darkness very far, but just created a circle of light right around the one that was carrying it. Enough to see the next couple steps. And that's all we need as we trust in God, just to see how to make the next step. And each day we walk with the Lord and put one foot in front of the other, walking in the light. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but God's word is enough to light our steps as we need to know which way to go. Psalms 119, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Proverbs 4:18, again a very favorite verse of mine. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. And this shining light that it's talking about is the sun coming up. At first you see just little hints of light coming up on the horizon. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And eventually it shines more and more into the perfect day, like it says here. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 2:13, then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. And how far does light excel darkness? Tell me, my friend. It's exceeding far. Isaiah 2:5, O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. And my word to you this morning is, O my friend, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. And this happens a lot. This happens a lot in the world today, that people put darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And if we hear people speaking, and they speak not according to the word, it's because there's no light in them. The word gives us light. In the Gospel of John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Light excels darkness exceedingly. Yet men love darkness rather than light. And this brings condemnation upon men. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah, if we're in the light of the Lord. And then he tells us, walk as children of light. The walk of children of light is very different from those that are children of darkness. Walking in the dark is so much different from walking in the light. Walking in the light is fruitful. We know what we're doing. We don't need to stumble. We can look up and look around us, and we can see. Sight is a wonderful blessing. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yet another word about light. The Old Testament was given as a shadow of things to come. And in the shadow, there is less light because there's shadow. Then we come to the New Testament, and now we're walking in the light. The light of the world has come. And it's very sad how some people still embrace the shadow. The shadow, there's no reality in the shadow. And there's darkness in the shadow. There's lack of light. There's no substance. All it is a lack of light. And yet, some people embrace the law. Some people embrace the Old Testament. And when I'm speaking of embracing the Old Testament, I don't mean that we don't read it. I read it a lot, and there's a lot of very good exhortation and very good reading there, but it points forward to Christ. If we read the Old Testament without Christ being in the central focus, we walk in darkness, and the veil is still over our eyes. Some churches think that they need to operate as though they were in the Old Testament, with all sorts of touch not, taste not, handle not, like it says in Colossians 3, as though we were still in the world. But if we're born again and we're walking in the light, filled with the Spirit of Christ, then the light is all we need to keep us from stumbling, to keep us from going into darkness, into the world. If we love the light and we know where the light is, there's no cause for stumbling and no need for Old Testament mentality. Well, my friend, walk in the light today and rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.